But first, the so-called Senate Gang of Eight have released their immigration reform proposal. The formal introduction of the bipartisan bill, known officially as the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act of 2013, was filed last night, or actually early this morning, as most of us slept, at 2 a.m. The legislation, all 844 pages of it, would enact sweeping changes in the nation's immigration laws. President Obama says the bill is a compromise that doesn't give everyone everything they want, but he's urging the Senate to move forward with it. So let's look now at the man who likes to call himself the nation's most pro-immigration governor, and that would be our governor, Republican Rick Snyder. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, was with the governor this afternoon. And Rick, what did the governor have to say about the introduction of this bill?
I will also point out that if you suggest to the governor that he considers himself the most pro-immigration governor in the country, he will correct you and say, no, I am the most pro-immigration governor in the country. And it is a topic that he is passionate about. And, you know, we've heard a lot coming into this about border security and a path to citizenship. And certainly we have a lot of undocumented immigrants here in Michigan. But what the governor was focused on was the desire of a lot of business people. And remember, his background is business.
Certainly.
To lift the cap on a couple of work visas, and those would be the H-1B visa and the EB-5 visa. And these two visas are visas for entrepreneurs and investors. They're not cheap. It costs money to get them. But the idea is that if you could lift the cap and encourage more of those investors to come and locate here, that you could do good things for the economy, that there are studies that show that immigrants are risk takers. And it makes sense because, you know, they're willing to uproot themselves and move to a new country. And they're risk takers who are more likely than the indigenous population to do things like start a business. And once they start a business, they will employ people. And what Governor Snyder says is that, you know, we sort of have a whole lot of people who might be interested in that. And there's a significant pool of candidates that we call college students.
I've been promoting this for years, is to say, let's look at the students that come over and get a master's degree or PhD in science, technology, engineering, and math. We've got a system today that in large part says we're going to help give you a world-class education, the best in the world, and then we tell you to get out. How dumb is that? The realities are we should be giving those individual green cards. Again, we should do the background checks and everything else, but they should be getting a green card because they're going to create jobs. And there's strong evidence to show that. If you look at Silicon Valley, a huge percentage of the startups there have a foreign national as one of the founders. You look at the patent database, the evidence is all there. This is just something that needs to take place.
So when the governor talks about reinventing Michigan, I mean, this is part of it, that you look at some of his initiatives, that, you know, the Detroit Bridge, this idea that Michigan becomes the centerpiece of a North American trade zone that stretches from St. Louis to Montreal.
Okay.
That we get more highly educated workers, and this speaks directly to that. But, you know, one of the things, I mean, part of the anguish of Michigan's lost decade was Michiganders mourning the loss of sure thing employment, that you walk out of high school, you walk into a factory, that they train you and you have a job.
You're good till you retire.
And you're good until you retire. And that and instead, what the governor wants is a more entrepreneurial culture where people start not, you know, I mean, maybe they'll become businesses, but instead of expecting employment at a big company with factories, that maybe you'll be employed by a smaller startup entrepreneurial firm, or you know, or maybe you'll be employed by one of those firms. And you know, when you talk about Michigan's history and you know, when you talk about Michigan's business history and employment history, you know, he'll say, you know, you look at a lot of our big companies and they were started either by immigrants or by the children of immigrants.
We need to turn around the psychology. If you look at what helped Michigan become a great state, it was immigrants. We built companies like Masco and Meijer and Dow and places like that that really are foundational that now we take for granted as Michigan companies. They were started by immigrants.
That all sounds real good. Rick, how much influence do you think Governor Snyder really has in this national debate, in this national conversation?
Well, he was part of a coalition that was really spearheaded by New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he started something. It's called the Partnership for a New American Economy. The Partnership for a New American Economy, you could find it on the web. It's got a website. And it's specifically directed at the need to encourage, you know, entrepreneurial immigrants to or entrepreneurial foreigners mm-hmm. to come to the United States instead of to going to other countries to invest and start businesses.
And bring their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Bring their ideas and bring their money. Like I said, you know, these visas are not cheap, but these are people with – if they've got the resources to start companies, then they've got the resources to, you know, to get these visas as long as they're available for them. And then what the governor hopes is that Michigan will be a particularly – welcoming place for immigrants. You know, one of the things that he's talked about is a program in Michigan that would be sort of like a welcome wagon for immigrants, that when someone from another country comes and locates here, that you know, economic development officials will help match them up with other people, other immigrants from that country, so that they'll find a welcoming, comfortable culture for them to operate in.
So, Rick, there's what? We've got about 600,000 immigrants in Michigan, most of them living here legally. And then it's believed there's up to 150,000 undocumented immigrants in Michigan. So what does this all mean for them?
Well, it depends on how and why they're here. You know, we just spent a lot of time talking about using visas to attract entrepreneurs, to attract
yes.
investors. Also, the state wants to attract high-tech workers. We know that as the economic recovery continues and hopefully speeds up, mm-hmm. that there's going to be a need for skilled high-tech workers. And but there is also another category of worker, and this will particularly matter in West Michigan, in agriculture, and also in tourism. And these aren't high-tech, high-skilled jobs. These are low-skill, low-wage jobs doing agricultural harvesting, things like that, that we also – immigrants play a big part in Michigan's tourism industry.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there is a whole – I mean, we could have a whole separate discussion on the sub-economy that goes along the I-75 corridor from Florida to Michigan
yes.
that takes care of immigrants who come to the state to do seasonal work. And these aren't people – who want to live in Michigan or want to live in the United States. What they want is easy access across the border.
Being able to bring their families.
They want to be able to bring their families. But this gets directly to, you know, these issues regarding border security
mm-hmm.
because that requires the border to be porous, for it to be easily passable. And also because these are low-wage jobs – that they're you know, these guest worker visas need to be affordable for, you know, the people who need them to come do seasonal work in Michigan, seasonal work in the United States, and then, as is their desire, return to their home country.
Now, it's interesting to note, meantime, there certainly appears to be a push for immigration reform among business leaders in Michigan. You've got a group there that's pretty favorable of Governor Snyder and his policies. In fact, yesterday, Rich Studley, who's CEO and president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, said the state needs to be more encouraging to immigrants. So it sounds like they're all picking up the same tune.
Well, they are. I mean, you know, the governor, you know, is of and from that business community.
Right.
And he really does represent their interests and thinking in terms of things like this. And so what you're hearing from groups like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the Detroit mm-hmm. Regional Chamber, Business Leaders for Michigan, is that immigrants can help Michigan fill that skills gap that exists in our workforce and that will hopefully, you know, help turn around our economy. And also, if you look at, you know, the research of, you know, urban scholars like Richard Florida, they also say that that urban renewal depends on an area being welcoming to immigrants, because those are the people who are going to come in and fill the spaces that have been left by others. And so, you know, when you talk about cool cities, and mm-hmm. you know, we hear a lot of talk about artists going and filling that urban pioneers coming in and
yep.
living there, and a robust immigration policy that encourages that also helps restore cities.
One final thought, Rick. It's kind of interesting to see this with Governor Snyder jumping into this national debate, because he rarely weighs in on national issues.
he likes to say that he's focused on other things and doesn't weigh in on national issues. And as is often the case with politicians, that's only true when he doesn't want to weigh in on national issues. This is one that he wants to weigh in on.
Rick Pluto, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Pleasure to have you actually in the studio.
And
thanks.
It's a pleasure to be.